This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we got a lot of work to do, a lot of work to do. I mean, if you guys want to dance, most people don't dance when my show comes on. They're like, oh, no. Got some news. McDonald's on last week announced a bold plan, and we knew this was coming, to roll out its, quote, experience of the future concept. It's like, oh, well, that sounds cool. Is it like Back to the Future? Is it, well, oh, this sounds cool. It includes kiosk ordering and table service. We've been predicting this for years. These are going to be to restaurants in Chicago and other big U.S. cities in an effort to better compete with, quote-unquote, better burger rivals. The burger chain has nearly 500 redesigned restaurants around the country so far. Somebody may say, oh, well, wow, this is very innovative and futuristic. I say unemployment. The world's largest burger chain will first focus the rollout in its hometown of Chicago. I didn't know McDonald's is hometown of Chicago. And a handful of other cities like Boston, Washington, D.C. But the company will eventually unveil the concept, which already has shown significant success in countries like the U.K. and Australia, and all of its 14,000 U.S. restaurants. It did not offer a timeline or overall cost for the rollout. They say food ordering is one of the most enjoyable moments at restaurants, but at McDonald's, that could be one of the most stressful moments, according to CEO Steve Easterbrook. The aim is to eliminate that frustration while also bringing employees out from behind the counter to interact with customers. Now, you see, that's what they're saying so that people don't think they're losing their job, but how many customers or how many staff can be running around the restaurant if the people are like, I ordered through the kiosk, leave me alone. Don't touch my food. With the ability to customize, upgrade, and add on items themselves, customers also tend to spend more per visit, according to the CEO. The plan to eventually redesign and upgrade all U.S. restaurants signals a significant change in the look and feel of eating at McDonald's, they say, and it also brings a great deal of risk. The ambitious remodeling effort was announced by Easterbrook and other company executives Thursday morning at a redesigned restaurant in New York City. I'll tell you why people want this. I waited tables, you know, when I was in medical school for a while, and I loved waiting tables. I loved interacting and talking to people. But there's a lot of things customers want or don't want, and we're going to discuss that in a second. They say the redesigns will include the option of ordering at a bank of kiosks through counter service. Oh, though counter service will also be available for those who are paying with cash or prefer not to use the touchscreen machines. After using a kiosk, a customer takes a Bluetooth-enabled number place card to a table where the employee brings the food. Customers can pay at the kiosk using a credit or debit card or Apple or Android Pay. The changes will be funded in large part by the franchisees that operate McDonald's restaurants, but the company said it will contribute in some ways as well. It's not clear how much the remodels are going to cost, and the price will vary depending on what technology the restaurant currently offers. Ordering kiosks alone can cost $60,000. They say upcoming McDonald's U.S. President Chris Kempczinski said that while the plan is significant, he also promises further improvements in food quality, like all-day breakfast, which have been the driver of more than a year in improving sales at the chain. They say it's a great start, a significant step forward. It's also a sign of things to come. Okay, first, the first thing that I think about that why this is going to be a huge drive for people wanting something like this is you hear the stories where employees spit in your food. Or employees, after you have an interchange or an exchange with them. Well, now, that's not saying that employees will not be touching. The obviously, employees have to still make the food until they get robots, which they've found machines to make burgers quicker than humans can. But if you have less of an exchange, there's less opportunity to tick off that person behind the counter. Okay? People seem to want less people involved when there's listeria and communicable diseases, etc. People also don't want to wait. We have a very, very, I don't want to use the word attention deficit society, but many of us have become attention deficit-like in that we don't want to wait. Okay, let me order my food, and we don't want to have somebody sit there in line going, well, I want this Frappuccino, and I want this, and can I order it this way, and can I do this? You know what, just go to the kiosk and let me go up ahead of the line while you deal with all that. So, we have an anti-people sentiment going on. So that's from a customer standpoint. I think the customers are going to prefer that a lot. Next, you have from the employer standpoint, the threat of minimum wage going up to $15 an hour. Even though many of us agree that has to be done for a fast food chain, right, that sells 99-cent burgers, doubling the minimum wage is going to need, there's going to have to be a halving of the employment force. So these kiosks rolling in will do that. So, as more kiosks displace workers, we're going to have some major unemployment issues. Now, I don't know what the answer is. Now, if you're IT, I think that would be a very, very good. We're going to be talking about in a few minutes careers are probably going to be some of the most welcomed and some of the most high in demand. But service industry careers are going to be going down. Now, thank God for people who do hair, makeup, etc. You can't have a robot, you can't have a machine do that. But when it comes to purchasing something from a store, I'm very interested to see the Black Friday numbers, although I don't know if the media is going to tell us because they don't want to scare us. But I have absolutely no plans to walk into a store to go shopping on Black Friday. I'm going to do everything online. So I don't need a customer service rep. I just need to be able to click the button. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLEN. Don't go away. Here. You've been hearing a lot about My Pillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With My Pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. My Pillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your My Pillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With My Pillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. My Pillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your My Pillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. checkingaccount.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to, Tom. We got Manny. We got Blake. We got all the guys here on the case. We got Nate, everybody. Yeah, big thanks to all of them. It just, you know what? I'm just that kind of woman where we need tons of men surrounding me, making my show happen. I'm just a very, very high maintenance type of gal. I just really, really need a lot of the manpower. By the way, that is an awesome, there's a company in town by the name of Manpower. I think that is a very, very cool name. I'm sure it probably insults women, you know, because manpower, what not woman power, you know, but I just think it's, you know, it's kind of cool nonetheless. I kind of name, because you're thinking, you know, man, a lot of men, a lot of testosterone. I think it's cool. But, you know, we women, I think manpower is like a moving company. Because my husband will call Manpower whenever we need to move. Yeah, we move a lot. You know, we have to, I don't know why we move a lot. Probably because people listen to my show and go, oh, it stinks. But, yeah, very, very cool nonetheless. Okay, Dallas Cowboys. I just have to say something really, really quick about Dallas Cowboys before we talk about jobs. Okay, Tony Romo is eyeing Broncos. Okay, as they say, it's an off-season destination. The Cowboy quarterback is back, Tony Romo. And I guess he is handing control to the offense over to Dak Prescott right now. While Dak Prescott is doing, like, phenomenal. Okay, I'm a big fan of Romo, but I'm even bigger fan of Dak Prescott. I think what Dak has been able to do with Ezekiel Elliott, Dez Bryant, Witten, Beasley, and all the other awesome players of the Cowboys, I think they're doing really, really well. But what is going to happen with Romo? So if Tony Romo later goes to the Broncos, I don't know what that means. I like Tony Romo, but the Broncos lost Peyton Manning, and the Broncos have struggled a little bit. So maybe they get Tony Romo. So what do you do? If you're a Tony Romo fan, Dallas Cowboys fan, do you become a Bronco fan? It's very easy for me to like the Broncos, but I'm not leaving the Cowboys by any means. So if Tony Romo leaves, yeah, I'll have to change. I've got like a Tony Romo shirt. You know, I don't know what I'll do. But other than that, just that's kind of the latest scoop, even though I think many of us kind of predicted something like that could happen. So we'll see it. I'll keep you posted. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So U.S. News has ranked jobs in an overall list as some of the best jobs to have as of 2016. They say to identify the professions, they started with data on jobs with the greatest hiring demand, those with the highest projected number of openings to be from the year 2014 to 2024, as categorized by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The jobs atop the list were then selected for the 2016 best jobs analysis and rankings. So they used the score median salary, employment rate, 10-year growth volume, 10-year growth percentage, job prospects, stress level, work-life balance. Obviously, median salary got the heaviest points. Okay, it's the most important because people prefer higher salaries. And they calculated by translating median salary from a dollar amount to a numerical score using the following formula. Salary score equals square root of the median salary divided by 40. We set a maximum salary score of 10 points. I'm confused by that, but I'll just go with it. So they looked at employment rates, obviously, because you don't want to go into a job with high unemployment. 10-year growth volume. All right, I think orthodontist topped the list on that one. We'll tell you guys what topped the list. 10-year growth percentage and occupation's employment percentage growth over the course of 10 years. For example, they say the estimate of 1,500 new orthodontist jobs between 2014 to 2024 equates to 18%. So obviously that's pretty important because it shows how much an occupation is expanding. Future job prospects, such as like nurse practitioners, are going to be in higher demand. They say even lawyers may be seeing huge competitive competition because there's so many of them. I personally think we have too many lawyers. Stress level indicates the day-to-day stress someone might experience. Okay, you know, it's very interesting. I had my private practice for 16 years. And once Obamacare kicked in, it was so, so stressful. I now teach at Touro University. Plus, I still do radio, obviously. I still broadcast. And teaching, it's less stress until the students ask you something you don't know. I've never been so stressed out. So, Dr. Dahlia, can you please explain to me what the immunomodulators are and at what point do we integrate them into a juvenile arthritis protocol? Why don't you look that up? If you don't know that answer, and you should, being a student, you need to go home, look that up, and come back and report to me so I know that you know the information. All right, Dr. Dahlia, I'll go do that. That was a close one. Work-life balance, obviously, is important. Okay, so let's take a look at the list. Hold on, I got to click on something for the overall list. Here we go. Here's the overall list. It's coming up. Orthodontist, I think, was at the top. Then the number one in 100 best jobs. Then came dentist. It's very interesting because when I was growing up, everybody said dentists were killing themselves and committing suicide. But I guess it's like the number two job because you can't robotically, take over a dentist job. Computer systems analysts came in number three. Nurse anesthetists. Nurse anesthetists are cheaper than doctor anesthetists. Nurse anesthetists can make $153,000. So they make more than doctors do, nurse anesthetists. But they make less than anesthesiologists. So a nurse anesthetist, who does very, very good, obviously, is going to be in high demand. Physician assistant, median salary, $95,000 a year. I know many physician assistants making three digits. All right. Hold on a second. Now they're going into physician. Hold on. I don't want to. You could click on each individual one. I just want to go through the list real quick. Hold on here. For you guys, we got nurse practitioner comes in after physician assistant, median salary $95,000, although many RNs in Northern California are making $125,000, so I'm sure you're going to see RNs on this. Psychiatrists can make $181,000. There's 4,200 projected jobs, and the unemployment rate is only 1.8%. Nobody fires a psychiatrist because if you're about to get fired, you know, the person walks into the room going, all right, Dr. Wax, let's say I'm a psychiatrist. Dr. Wax, we need to talk about your job performance. Yes, we should sit down and talk. How do you feel? How are you doing? Well, I'm fine, Dr. Wax, but we need to talk. No, you don't. Relax a little bit. I want you to sit and relax. Sit on this couch over here and talk to me. Well, Dr. Wax, we need to talk about your job performance. And you know how awesome that is that you do this? The fact that you want to talk shows you're a very healthy, strong... Am I? Yeah, you're very... Look at you. I could just see the stress relief. Just coming here talking to me... Let's make an appointment for you to follow back up in 1 week to see me. All right, I'll do that, Dr. Wax. Thank you. Boom, I just saved my job. See? Pediatrician. Mean salary, $163,000, and there's 3,600 projected jobs. By the way, physician assistant, there's 28,000 projected jobs. Computer systems analyst, 118,000 projected jobs. We got anesthesiologists coming in as number nine. They make $187,000. Man. OB-GYNs. Okay, people are still delivering baby and people are still getting chlamydia. $187,000 median salary, 4,300 prospective jobs. An oral and maxillofacial surgeon, $187,000, 1,200 projected jobs. Then comes optometrist, software developer, physical therapist, podiatrist, surgeon, statistician. I guess someone that deals with statistics and looking at data. Operations research analyst. Physician. Physician came in number 19 in the 100 best jobs. Watch this skyrocket as Obamacare starts to go away. Mean salary, $187,000, 5,100 projected jobs. Web developer, $63,000. A cartographer. I guess cartographer makes maps, maybe? I don't know. Registered nurse. Now, they say mean salary of a registered nurse is $66,000. I think many make more, and I think they should make more. But there are 439,000 prospective jobs if you guys could go into nursing. Occupational therapist, accountant, occupational therapy assistant, and audiologist. So many of the baby boomers can't hear. Need hearing aids. These audiologists are specialists of the hearing. A biomedical engineer, speech-language pathologist, IT manager is number 29, prosthodontist. Those are people that work on our smiles and make us look prettier. I don't have a smile, so I'm good. Financial advisor, dental hygienist, orthodontist, a mathematician. 700 projected jobs. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Matt writes, so what's going on with Obamacare? He rants, the majority of it is cuss words, so the only thing I could read on air is what is happening with Obamacare. He wants to know if it's going away yet. That's all I can write. Guys, listen, I love your emails, and you can email us at drdahlia.com. You got to keep it clean or I cannot read the whole email on air. So USA Today was talking about the insurance premiums because Obamacare is still here to stay until something happens with the Trump administration. So as we talked about last week, you still have to purchase health insurance. The fine, the penalty, the tax is still in place. Nothing miraculous is going to happen on January 20th, even though I have written in an article that Donald Trump is free to use on what he should do in the first year of his presidency when it comes to Obamacare. But right now, Obamacare is still the law of the land. So if you have to purchase health insurance, you can't wait till January 20th. Okay? I mean, nothing miraculous is going to change. It's still Obamacare. According to USA Today, premiums and deductibles soared in many parts of the country. Okay? After the departure of several large insurers from the Affordable Care Act, Aetna left, United left, many of them. Cigna, I think, was the only one that expanded a little bit, but I think John Alden. So we've had multiple insurance companies change course. Okay? They say Loretta or L'Oreala Gray, whose husband is self-employed, says they are living a middle-class nightmare because of the law. They grew used to the necessary sacrifices to avoid the premiums and out-of-pocket costs for the catastrophic insurance before the ACA. This year, they are facing a premium increase of nearly 40% with a $7,000 deductible per family member. They've decided they can't scrimp anymore to afford plans through the ACA exchange. We've been quoted for my family $1,300 a month. $1,300. That's a mortgage for an insurance that won't kick in till we come up with $12,000 out of pocket. Who has that money? We're talking, I would have to come out $160,000 next year until my insurance company pays one penny, and you wonder why I'm ticked? So she lives in Oregon. She contacted the Oregon Insurance Commissioner. She received a response back telling her that she should feel free to shop around. Shop around? There's no other choices. The only choices I had were HMO, and they were all pretty much the same. So where can we shop around? Can I go over state line? No. They say the ACA-funded navigators in the call center, we're paying taxes. We're paying for that, too. For the federal healthcare.gov deal with thousands of people a day with challenges finding coverage, and they say most find solutions. Who finds solutions? According to Andy Slavitt, acting administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. For the majority of people, coverage is affordable, and coverage is something that changes their lives in many ways. I won't say there isn't an overall problem with healthcare affordability in this country, but drug and hospital prices are part of the problem, too. He doesn't sound worried, probably because he's got a decent health insurance. But for the rest of us that don't get subsidies, this is a huge problem. They say the people would call and say, we have a new president, he's going to repeal it, so I don't have to buy insurance. According to Ronell Nolan, CEO of Health Agents for America, he also sells insurance, says, while we hope for change and at least address the affordability, I tell them we have to act as if everything is status quo. In North Carolina, the cheapest option with a quote-unquote decent network, they say, of doctors and hospitals, for a Mr. Harrison's 61-year-old wife is going to cost them $1,400 a month with a $7,100 deductible. He's on Medicare. He's retired. That's not affordable. So the family luckily got a hardship exemption from the mandate to have insurance so they won't get the fine in April. That's why I said Donald Trump needs to get rid of the fine. Okay? Whoever is not going to buy this crap insurance, just don't take the fine. If you need to offset the money that Obama was going to bring in with the fine, just fire the IRS agents that were supposed to impose the fine. Save money that way. They say, so against her better judgment, she is going to go without health insurance next year. And that also puts you in financial danger. They say the ACA prohibits insurers from discriminating against people with pre-existing conditions, which is nice. And you know, I was on Justin Barkley's show today in WOOD, Michigan, and I was also on the Blaze Network, XM Sirius, talking about this with him as well. And, you know, a lot of people say, look, what we need to do, like Trump said, is keep part of Obamacare, like the pre-existing condition clause. We all love that. Okay, good. So if I have a pre-existing condition, insurance can't say, sorry, I'm not going to. We all love that. The problem is that's one of the reasons why the premiums are so high. Okay, if you are not buying health insurance when you're healthy, then where are they going to get the money to pay for somebody who's sick? If the average high cholesterol diabetic person with gout costs an insurer $2,500 a month, and they can't charge premiums for that one person at $2,500 a month, they need all the healthy folk putting money into the system. They're not doing that. So that's why a lot of the insurers left. They were like, healthy people aren't paying the stupid premiums, because they could just wait till we have pre-existing. So because they could wait with pre-existing, that, you know. So, we need to be careful when we say let's keep part of the Obamacare law. We need to recraft this, okay? And I don't know what the answer is. Maybe what the answer is, you know, having it basically, you know, you pay for what you want. Prices have to be lower because now we're not dealing with insurance as the middleman. Insurance is only for catastrophe. But I think it is so stupid that you're paying $1,400 a month with a $12,000 deductible to come and see Dr. Smith, who charges $150, but the insurance company knocks it down to $30. You still have to come out and pay the $30 or the $40, let's say. And the insurance company's making all this money, and you're still paid. And the doctor's only getting $30, $40 a visit. No wonder the system is screwed. So catastrophic insurance, I think, would be good. I love what the Christian Ministry health sharing plans do. These are programs available to people active in the Christian church or fellowship. They sign statements that they will abide by a Christian lifestyle. It's a large pool of money that similarly minded Christians pay into to reimburse certain health care costs other members face. Money is sent to the organization and either reimbursed to the member or sometimes directly to the health care provider. It's very interesting. Michael Gardner, spokesman for the Christian MediShare, emphasizes that it isn't insurance in any way, shape, or form. The Grays are considering joining their local Christian health ministry for health benefits and says it would cost them only $500 a month. But it won't obviously cover anything like an actual policy. But if they only need to go to the doctor and get medicines, etc., that may cover it. Other health sharing plans, they say, could be an option. Community health centers. See, community health centers are what I've been talking about. Let's actually have medical centers. Why don't we actually have clinics already set up? All this money that went to Obamacare, all this money that go to these campaigns and go to all the frivolous BS and waste. We put up a clinic in every state. We get big donors in every city that wants to have their name on the wall. Donate the MRI, donate the CAT scan, donate, you see what I'm saying? And when people go to these clinics, they could pay $5 or $10. There could be money coming in. Doesn't have to always be free. So I recommend something like that. So what's happening with Obamacare? It's still here to stay. You have to assume right now that it is the law of the land. If you can't afford anything on the health insurance exchange, then you just have to, you just have to wait and see. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works.
With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we're doing something right. They say U.S. dementia rates have dropped 24%. Dementia rates of people over age 65 fell from 11.6% in 2000 down to 8.8% in 2012, which is a decline of 24%, according to a study of more than 21,000 people. This is a study published today in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine. This is very good news, according to Kenneth Longa, a professor of internal medicine at the University of Michigan and co-author of the study. Even without a cure, cure for Alzheimer's disease or a new medication. There are things that we could do socially and medically and behaviorally that can significantly reduce the risk. The decline in dementia rates, I guess, translates to about 1 million fewer Americans suffering from the condition. Dementia is basically a general term. It's loss of memory, loss of mental abilities, inability to do basic daily functions. Alzheimer's disease is the most common type of dementia, but there's other types of dementia like vascular dementia, which is kind of like multi-infarct, where you get vascular dementia where you lose blood flow to the brain, and it happens after a stroke. So the new research confirms the results of several other studies that have found that we are declining in our dementia rates. Way to go. Keep it up. Now, that doesn't mean you or I aren't going to get dementia. Just means it may be a million less of us. So we still have a lot of work to do. The study began in 1992, focused on people over age 50, collected data every 2 years. Researchers conducted detailed interviews with patients about their health, income, cognitive ability, life circumstances. The interviews also include physical tests, body measurements, blood and saliva samples. While advocates for people with dementia welcomed the news, they noted that Alzheimer's disease and other forms of memory loss still are a serious burden. Up to 5 million Americans today suffer from dementia. They expect that to triple by 2050, because we're living longer. We're not getting the heart attacks. We're fighting cancer better. Thank God. But then we get different issues. The number of Americans over age 65 is expected to nearly double by the year 2050, reaching 84 million. So even if we expect less to get dementia, we could still have millions of people with dementia. So what is it? Is it because we're doing a better job with high blood pressure? Is it because we're doing a better job with diabetes? Is it because now we look for it more? Is it because many of us aren't able to retire early, so we have to still work? We still have to keep our minds busy? You know, a lot of us are still, maybe it's the computers. Maybe it's the smartphones. You know, I thought my mom was at an age where we couldn't teach her anymore, and oh my gosh, she knows more about computers than I do. So, and a lot of Americans, a lot of older individuals, after they lose a spouse, they don't go into a corner and shrivel up and die. They go out there. They date. They socialize. The singles scene in people over 60 is huge. I mean, it is it's an ocean of fish and octopus and sponges, and those coral reefs are, woo, those are the places to be. That same group used to go to the discotheque. Now it's, yeah. So very, very exciting stuff. Also exciting is Zika is no longer a global health emergency, according to the World Health Organization. So now the Zika issue, okay, so you may think, okay, great, well, we're good, we don't have to talk about it anymore. Nah, not exactly. Just because the World Health Organization downgraded it doesn't mean it's not an issue. Brazil is no way in hell downgrading Zika as an emergency. They say here it's a chronic issue and not an acute crisis, according to the World Health Advisory Panel. They said it should now be classed with other mosquito-borne maladies like malaria or yellow fever. They say we are not downgrading the importance of Zika, according to Dr. Peter Salama, executive director of the World Health Organization's emergency programs, told the newspaper. We are sending the message that Zika is here to stay, and the World Health Organization response is here to stay. But when they downgrade it, and they start, you know, lifting the state of emergency too soon, there's less public outcry for more funds. There's less people getting, concerned, going, okay, well, yeah, we're coming into winter, so I don't need to do bug spray. Yeah, you do. Mosquitoes will still hit you whenever they want. So they're still seeing a resurgence in Brazil, Colombia, and elsewhere. So according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is a renowned virologist and director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, he says it's too early. He says, we still see a resurgence of Brazil, Colombia, and elsewhere. If they pull back on the emergency, they better be able to reinstate it. Why not wait a couple months to see what happens? So he said that they are continuing to fund research into a vaccine. Yeah, we don't even have a vaccine yet. And, you know, we still have thousands of microcephaly cases. We still have thousands of women worldwide pregnant that have been exposed to Zika. Apparently, there's still more cases popping up in Florida. So I agree. I thought it was a little shocking that they were so quick to do that, unless they're having some funding issues and they're like, you know what, let's at least put this, bring this down a notch so we could work on other things. I don't know. But I would really caution everybody, okay, to not let your guard down. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is very interesting. Apparently, the history of the Thanksgiving holiday wasn't as peaceful and fun as everybody thinks it is. It was pretty tumultuous. They say it was a rough, deadly winter aboard the Mayflower off the Plymouth coast. And the Mayflower passengers who survived the journey, and I really recommend you guys visit. I think the Mayflower is in, that's not near Boston. It's in Massachusetts, Plymouth. Is it in Plymouth? Yeah. So it moved ashore in March 1621. They met a member of the Abenaki tribe who introduced them to Squanto, who was a member of the Pawtuxet tribe who learned English after being kidnapped by an English sea captain and sold into slavery. Squanto helped the settlers learn how to live on the new land, taught them how to grow corn, avoid poisonous plants. The Pilgrims' first harvest was successful, and Governor William Bradford invited a group of Native Americans for the feast. By 1789, George Washington issued the first Thanksgiving proclamation by the U.S., calling for Americans to express their gratitude for their freedom from British reign and to reflect days of prayer. So there were other proclamations. Some were concerned that the proclamations could be perceived conflicts with the constitutional separation of church and state. By 1863, Abraham Lincoln issued a decree to establish a national holiday. But during the Civil War, many southern states did not observe the new holiday, thinking it was an abolitionist holiday for the Yankees. So unfortunately, there were a lot of people that looked upon Thanksgiving as a political ploy. And so I guess in 1933, Thanksgiving fell on November 30th. Then that caused less than 4 weeks of an official Christmas season. So FDR had to amend it so they would be more economy boosting when it comes to Christmas shopping. Apparently Roosevelt originally said no, but by 1939 he agreed to move it. And they moved it to the final Thursday of the month. 1941, Congress passed a federal law to mark Thanksgiving Day as the fourth Thursday of November. So that's the history of Thanksgiving. Not as smooth as we would have liked it to be, but we are coming up on a pretty good holiday. Some of us get a three-day work week, which is always fun. I hope many of us have a safe one, seeing what's happened to a lot of the cops and the shootings and a lot of the violence that we've seen throughout the country. There was, I believe, a stabbing in my neck of the woods, and I just wish that everybody could be safe with their families, and we could look to this new year as being very prosperous, very healthy, and again, safe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.